What are some local celebrations or parties or fairs that they have in El Paso?
There aren't too many places, I guess. Parks might be a place. Coliseum, they have some stuff going down there, but we don't have a fairground per se, as you would expect in many places. Albuquerque has a fairground, for instance. We just don't have it at all.
How about when all the cowboys get together, that's a...
Roundup? No, you don't mean that.
Well, I mean when they ride broncos and for like prizes.
Oh, well, a rodeo or rodeo, depending on how you look at it.
Would you ever call it a rodeo?
I wouldn't. I'd call it a rodeo.
Okay.
Rodeo Drive, I think of when we go out to California, but...
Yeah, and I think in California they do tend to say it differently, but...
Yeah. Now, rodeo would be my pronunciation of the word.
Okay. If a person laughs at jokes, he has a good sense of...
Maybe a warped sense of humor.
The person that you bring with you to a party is your...
Well, it could be a friend, it could be a date, it could be your wife, it could be somebody else's wife, or who knows? A companion, how about that?
Okay. Women put some red stuff on their cheeks, it's called...
Rouge.
Mm-hmm. And a guy who dresses up in cowboy clothes, but he's not really a cowboy, is a...
Drugstore cowboy?
Mm-hmm. How about the word dude?
Zoo?
Dude.
Oh, dude? Excuse me.
Dude
to me brings to mind a picture of somebody from the east coming to the west and going out on the ranch and dressing up like a cowboy and having a good time.
Okay. People are buried in a...
vault, grave,
well,
hole in the ground.
A lot of graves altogether is called a...
Oh, cemetery, I'm sorry.
That's okay, yeah. The ceremony for a person who's died is the
funeral.
And a person who's dressed in black after funeral is in
mourning.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why? Why do they call it mourning? Do you have an idea?
I don't know. I don't know why. It must just be an old term.
I guess. You mourn a loss.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I think of mourning, I think of the first thing in the when I wake up.
Yeah.
Spelled differently,
but
yeah.
It probably had a different pronunciation originally.
Could well be. It's probably an English term.
Mm-hmm. The box the person is buried in is the...
A lot of them are just boxes. But normally you'd go down and pick out a casket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's see. Spirits that come back to haunt you are...
Yeah, ghost.
Mm-hmm. And ghosts live in a place, and kids are afraid to go into that place. It's
a haunted house.
Yeah. And God's adversary is what?
Devil.
Mm-hmm. And if a black cat crossed in front of me and I was scared I was going to have bad luck, you'd say that I was...
Superstitious.
Right. Do you know any local superstitions?
No, I really don't.
How about ghost stories?
No, I don't think I know any of those either.
Okay. If you're really tired, you are...
Fatigued.
If you're really disgusted...
I like the word, disgusted. I'm not sure there is a better one than that.
Okay. How about if you're really angry?
Mad, I guess, is another word.
If you're really frightened?
Scared.
Okay.
Afraid.
If somebody leaves in a hurry.
Rush.
They left in a rush?
They left in a rush.
You could say that?
Well,
are there other more creative ways of saying that they left in a hurry? Funny ways of saying it?
Yeah, skedaddled.
Yeah.
How's that?
That's a pretty good one. Is that like an old term? Or?
I would think that that's kind of a Western term.
Yeah, I do too.
Skedaddled. I can't spell it.
I'm not sure anybody can really spell that word.
Yeah. Well, it's phonetic, so go ahead.